Mill has been on a journey the last 12 months. As you, if you've listened to the show, you would know that there's been no sugar. We've joked about that. He's been plying me with licorice bullets and living through me vicariously, and has gone through an amazing transformation, and has decided to talk about your journey and what happened and what it means to you. It is extraordinary.
It is pretty good, and I must admit I do feel a bit nervous and a bit emotional at the moment, so I'm sorry. Yeah. In all of my career, I've never really spoken about my weight and how that's affected my life, and I feel very proud of myself. I've been 18-hour fasting a day, but we're going to talk now to a doctor who's helped me change my life, and he is an endocrinologist from Epworth. His name is Dr. Adam Roberts, and if you don't know what an endocrinologist is, I didn't before I went to him. They deal with hormones and type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes, which is what I had.
Yep.
So let's start talking about it, and I appreciate the opportunity to do so because we've had lots of our listeners asking questions about it.
We have, and we really appreciate, because I know it's raw and emotional and very private, so we really
That's
appreciate
fine.
Yeah, and I think it's great that you're sharing
because
people can learn from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Adam Roberts, good morning.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Can you give us a little background of when Mill first came to you? What was the story?
I recall when Millie came to see me, all credit to Millie. I think she has done a remarkable job in kind of implementing some of the advice that I gave her right from the start. And it doesn't happen as well as it has with everyone. I think everyone's journey with obesity is individual. When you look at the way that Millie tackles problems, I think she commits to it and then really goes for it. And she has, I think the last time I saw Millie was probably about 15 kilograms ago.
Right. We're in kilograms days.
I still haven't seen Millie in all her glory yet. So it'd be interesting to see what she's like when she comes back to see me next. But I think she had been referred to me from a surgeon after having a discussion about bariatric surgery.
That's correct, yeah. I came to you with type 2 and you were managing that for me. It was out of control and I was trying to get ready to have weight loss surgery, wasn't I?
That's right. And you asked me if there was anything else that could be done before you go under the knife. And so we had a discussion about what her goals were and what she wanted to achieve, and a little bit about her lifestyle. And it struck me that, as with a lot of things, a lot of Millie's problems were probably a result of the busyness of her lifestyle was one area. I think she was a person who handled stress very, very well, but as a result of handling that stress, her hormonal levels probably weren't optimal. And in endocrinology, we have really come to realize obesity is really a hormonal problem. It's not just about calories in, calories out. If you've always eaten breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning, then your body starts to set an alarm. And that alarm really only lasts probably around about half an hour. And I discussed this with Millie at the start. I said, look, when you wake up in the morning, how hungry do you feel? And she said, I don't feel hungry at all. And it's not until people often have a trigger in the morning, such as, the smell of toast or someone cooking bacon or, seeing kids eat Nutri-Grain, which then people think, well, maybe I need to kind of get stuck into breakfast.
Dr. Adam Roberts is Millie's endocrinologist from the Epworth. Now, you mentioned we're talking breakfast and that kind of stuff, and Mill has come in and, right, I'm on black coffee, I'm not eating breakfast or anything like that. Now, I'll sit here with a banana and feel guilty because she's doing her 18 hours of fasting. Tell us about that. What was that step? What was the fasting all about?
Intermittent fasting is one of these techniques that I think really takes advantage of helping to manipulate some of the hormonal mechanisms behind obesity. The whole idea of intermittent fasting is to try and reduce the amount of insulin spikes throughout your day as much as possible. So if you're not giving your body the signal to store energy, then you have a lot greater success at being able to release energy.
Interesting. So that intermittent fasting, how important was that in the overall treatment?
Overall, there's a number of things that I think intermittent fasting does. First of all, it actually restricts your caloric intake. You have a kind of restricted eating time period. And for Millie, if she was doing an 18-hour fast, it means that she really only has a 6-hour window that she can eat. And it can be hard. The shorter that window, the harder it is to kind of get in the caloric intake that you need to maintain a large body mass. And particularly if you're then eliminating sugar and lots of, I guess, low GI sugars from the diet as well, then even during your eating window, you're not spending a lot of time with high insulin levels. Mm. And so keeping insulin levels low, I think, is really helpful for people who are trying to lose weight.
A lot of people have asked me, I don't know if Mills had it, but a lot of people have asked me, seen pictures and stuff, and Mills looking amazing. Has she had weight loss surgery? And I'll say no.
Yeah, no, I haven't had weight loss surgery. And that's the thing that's been so amazing with Adam and this whole intermittent fasting thing is that I didn't then have to have it. Look, thanks for your time this morning, Adam. We appreciate you telling us. Intermittent fasting's been amazing for me and I'm still doing it.
It has caused a few issues, I'll tell you, Adam, in that the Collingwood jumper that Mel got for her birthday in May no longer fits. it's a touch on the large side, which she's really proud of, obviously.
Can I add to as well to that Millie, it's not just about dietary changes for Millie. We talked right from the start about getting her more active and figuring out ways of being able to maybe clock off from work instead of going straight home, you know, going for a walk along the riverfront. Millie has been able to be consistent at that as well.
Dr. Adam Roberts is Mills endocrinologist from the Epworth and has done a fantastic job. Mills getting pretty emotional here. I've got one question because the 12 months ago, last week you gave up sugar.
Yeah.
And this, I'm not sure how many people you've discussed this with, but we've established you haven't had surgery, so I can still tell people that when they keep asking me.
Yeah.
How much weight have you lost?
I weigh myself every Saturday, and as of last Saturday, I've lost 70 kilos.
God.
And I am upset because I want to thank you, Dr. Roberts, for being my fasting buddy. When I first started this, you made yourself so available to me, and I was freaking out when I was coming off sugar and carbohydrates, and you told me this is what we want to do, and I couldn't imagine my life without those things and having to exercise and drink lots of water. But I just wanted to thank you because you actually changed my life, and I feel amazing, and I'm sorry I'm upset, but I just feel incredible, and I just want to thank you so much because I'm a different person because of you. So thank you.
You're very welcome, Millie. It's patients like you that make being a doctor so worthwhile.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. Mills, thank you so much for sharing.
It's fine.
It's fantastic. And Mills' journey has been incredible, and I'm proud to say I've been here for that whole 12 months and witnessed the whole thing.
Can I just say one thing off the back of all of that? If you're a bigger person, your weight doesn't define who you are. It just defines the way you live. And, you know, if I can do it, then you can do it too.
Can you stop crying, please?
Sorry, I will. You're killing me here.